Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. As we take a look at the top issues and events of the past year, Leonard Peltier's release from federal prison is among the most notable for Native Americans. Associated Press reporter Graham Lee Brewer conducted the first in-person interview with Peltier after he arrived at his home on the Turtle Mountain Indian Reservation in North Dakota following his release from federal prison. Brewer, who is Cherokee, says he was struck by the aging activist's resentment over the murder case that put him in prison a half century ago.
It was a pretty surreal moment, as I'm sure you can imagine as a reporter, one that I wasn't sure I'd ever find myself in. But yeah, it was an interesting morning. Got to spend the better part of a few hours with Mr. Peltier, getting to see his house and the way he's living now and ask him about the future. The thing that I'll remember the most was his optimism for his, you know, this next phase of his activism, but also the anger that I think still lingers from his time in prison and what he thinks has been taken from him over that, 49-year prison sentence.
In addition to Peltier's sentence commutation, Brewer says President Donald Trump's first year back in office is the most consequential news item of the year. He says the full impact of cuts to federal staff and funding and how they affect the treaty and trust responsibility has yet to be fully understood.
Services that fulfill treaty and trust responsibilities to tribes within that department have been transferred to other places like Department of Labor and Department of Interior. And so there's a lot of concern, not just from tribal leaders, but also legal experts who want to make sure that those trust responsibilities are fulfilled. A wide variety of trust responsibilities that have been really directly impacted by the Trump administration's focus on trying to reduce the size of the federal government. Almost every agency in the federal government, there are people who make sure that those departments are in compliance with the law when it comes to tribal nations and tribal sovereignty.
That is Associated Press reporter Graham Lee Brewer. Levi Rickert says another issue related to President Trump's federal policy direction is also among the year's significant events. Rickert is publisher and editor of Native News Online and Tribal Business News. He is from the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation. His own tribe made news when they announced a $30 million deal with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency to build a detention facility. The move generated significant backlash from inside and outside the tribe. Rickert says ultimately the tribe made the right decision.
There was such a big pushback that my tribe really reacted in a positive way and said, hey, we don't want the ICE money. My tribal servant told me that on day one that I found out about it a couple Mondays ago. He said, we didn't want their money. We don't want anything to do with them. Well, it really does involve lawyers to figure out how do we get past this. But I'm proud of my tribe for reacting in such a way. But I really say, miigwech to the Indian country overall that really did the big pushback, which made my tribe react. And you know, the old line is sometimes you got to let the community police itself. Well, in a sense, Indian country policed itself on this one. And fact remains, tribes need money, but we're vulnerable in that regard. And I think certain departments do see the vulnerability, and then somehow we got swept up in it. But I am proud of my tribe giving that money back, saying we don't want any part of it.
That is Native News Online and Tribal Business News editor and publisher Levi Rickert. In addition to the headline-grabbing events at the federal level, ICT focused part of their attention on the touchy subject of Native identity. Dene, managing editor of ICT, Jordan Bennett Begay, says identity remains a difficult but important topic that needs more discussion.
We really want you to just, again, be thoughtful and very compassionate. And the goal, at least for me, was to not be the identity police. Like, that's not our job. That's not what I want to do. If we focused on that, that would be a waste of resources, honestly. But I wanted to really look at how identity looks today and kind of hold, you know, a mirror up to people and just see, like, this is what we look like today. How is that different from 30 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago? And how is it going to look in 50, 100 years too, right? And it just kind of just came up, you know, Thomas King came out, and then the issue of Crow tribes, blood quantum issues came out. So it's kind of just riding this wave right now. We have a whole bunch of reporting we want to do next year, too.
That is ICT Managing Editor Jordan Bennett Begay. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.